Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes of northeastern Montana. They're set to receive a lot of buffalo meat as Yellowstone National Park conducts its annual bison call. It's meant to keep the park's bison population below 4,000. But leaders from the Fort Peck tribes say they would rather take in those animals while they're still alive. They spent more than $500,000 building a bison quarantine facility so that someday they can establish new herds on their reservation. But this year, Yellowstone gave them only 5 of the surplus bison, all of them bulls. Robert Magnin is director of the Fish and Game Department for the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes, and he joins us now from Poplar, Montana. Robert, hi.
Good afternoon.
Now, you say the National Park Service assured the Fort Peck tribes that they would be getting extra bison, more bison than you've gotten so far. What is your big picture vision for what you'd like to do?
What we really wanted to do is to be able to get all sexes of the buffalo on through a quarantine project here. And our ultimate goal is restoring buffalo onto Indian country all over the United States.
Now let's talk about why you have to quarantine them in the first place. There's a disease called brucellosis, and ranchers in your area, they're terrified of it. They say that Yellowstone bison carry this disease. It could affect their herds of cattle, wipe them out, and cost the ranchers a lot of money. Is it smart to be cautious here? Because you are getting a lot of pushback from these ranchers.
Yes, it's a lot of that is based on fear. We've been trying to educate the state of Montana for the last 7 years that when they make decisions, you base it on science, not politics. In reality, there's a very small opportunity where an animal can affect another animal with brucellosis. And that's during calving time when their females are letting go of their afterbirth. And the rest of the time, you can't get contact with another animal just that way.
And that's why you have a year-long quarantine process. That's what you built that facility for. So those animals go in, they stay sequestered for at least a year, so they go through that process, and you can then certify that they don't have that disease, at which point then what? You would release them out into the wild?
Yes, and upon graduation of the 1 year, then we could even turn them out to our existing herds or give them out to other tribes.
Yeah. Now, you don't need me to tell you that bison were once a very important part of your culture there. Nearly 30 million roamed the American West, but by the end of the 19th century, white settlers had all but eradicated them, and it was intentional. Politicians and generals thought that if they could wipe out the bison, they could put Native Americans into submission. How personal is this project for you?
It's very personal. You're right. The government always used terrorist tactics from the beginning, and they wipe out a nation's economy. That's how they brought Native Americans down to their knees. But fortunately, they didn't do a good enough job because Native American and buffalo are still here, and we're trying to build herds back to where they could be part of our economy once again.
And what would it be like on the reservation to have a free roaming herd of buffalo?
Okay, that's a misunderstanding, that phrase, free roaming. Even in Yellowstone National Park, they have an invisible barrier. But what we like to use here on our phrase is wide-ranging herds of buffalo.
Well, I take your point, but what would it mean to have that situation return to your land?
It would really connect a lot of our Native people to our culture. A lot of our culture is being lost because buffalo has always been the center of our culture, and we reconnect them through the buffalo.
How are the 5 bulls that you've got there in quarantine now? How are they doing? Are they happy?
Yes, actually, the 22nd of April, we'll do our first tests. And our existing herd is just outside the quarantine. They come by and they kind of visit the other bulls.
Yeah, they're a little lonely, I would guess.
Yeah. In time, by October, they'll be turned out with the herd. So they'll eventually get to be with our main herd.
That's Robert Magnin. He's director of the Fish and Game Department for the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes. Robert, thanks for speaking with us.
Yeah, you have a good day.